Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, back to the Morning Roast, presented by Timeless Coffee with Bonte and Shasky.
All right, and we got Warriors and Pacers a little later tonight at Chase Center. Warriors try to win their second game in a row and improve to 33-12. Pacers coming off a back-to-back. They beat the Lakers last night down at Crypto.com Arena. It's always good when the Lakers lose. Always get great joy out of that. And I get great joy out of speaking to this man coming up here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. By way of Florida State, he was a null. He was the original Florida State Seminole alongside Deion Sanders, a Super Bowl champ, of course, four-time first-team All-Pro with the Green Bay Packers. Now a host on 1250 The Fan in Milwaukee on the Wendy's Big Show. It's Leroy Butler back on the Morning Roast. And Leroy, we haven't spoken to you since week three when the Packers stole one out here in the Bay Area. How are they going to try to steal one this Saturday night in the cold, the frozen tundra Lambeau Field? Are you boys ready to bring it out Saturday? Do they have their big boy pads ready to go?
First of all, I'm very disturbed that you say something about my Lakers, because I'm a big Lakers fan. I almost hung up.
But you're a big amazing Leroy
producer, so I didn't want to do that to him.
Oh, man.
So next time you have me on, don't say nothing about the Lakers.
Wait, I thought you was repping Bucks, man. I thought you was repping Giannis Antetokounmpo.
See, that's the thing about America. You could do two things could be true at the same time. I mean, I grew up a Cowboy fan. I'm a Packers fan. I love when the Cowboys lose. Okay? It's just great. But, so next time, I'm a Lakers fan since I had teeth. It was my uncle's fault, okay?
All right.
But I just know LeBron James is a lightning rod for people. But I want them to turn the thing around. But when you're talking about stealing, it can't be stealing if I'm backed up and y'all gave me the ball and the one guy in the world who's all pro wide receiver, Devonta, you leave it wide open. And then we kick a 51-yarder. So let's move past that.
Yeah, it's Mason Crosby it's made a kick since.
Yeah. It's 6 degrees today. I think it may be 11 or 12 on Saturday. And my nephew was telling me about Jimmy G hasn't played in games under 40 or something. When you're in the NFL, weather doesn't matter. Tom Brady came up to Green Bay last year and won. So weather's really not that big of an issue. Now, what is an issue is everybody on your team buying into what the coach tells them. That's the biggest difference in the playoff. That's why a lot of these teams are still playing and some teams are home, because you have too many individuals trying to do individual things. So if you got two teams that buys in, that makes a great game.
Yeah, Leroy, you've been in so many high-level games. You've seen so many high-level games when it comes to the 49ers and Packers. And last time these two teams played in the playoff game, I mean, I think Raheem Mostert's still running, and that was the game that a lot of people point to and like, look, Jimmy has nothing to do with the winning. In his four playoff games, he hasn't looked great. The numbers aren't, fantastic. The fourth quarter passing numbers aren't good specifically. How do you and Packer fans view Jimmy Garoppolo specifically in this matchup?
First of all, he does look great in every mirror that I know of. The guy's, good-looking guy. I mean, we got to be honest. Okay, I want San Francisco people to look at this. Jimmy G may be a generic and you may like a quarterback, like an Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, which is brand. Generic does the same thing. Matter of fact, look at what the generic does with Kyle Shanahan, his winning percentage. Is he like 34-8? And then without Garoppolo, look at Kyle Shanahan's record. It's not very good. So you got to be fortunate to have a quarterback that, hey, it ain't his fault that the Packers couldn't stop the run. I would give him more credit because he's not going down there telling Kyle, I need to throw it more. It's about my stats. No, I'll hand it off. I like George Kittle. Hey, I don't have to get 50 passes a game. I'll go and block for Deebo Samuel. I'll go block for Elijah Mitchell. That's why they win. That's why they beat Dallas. They don't have all that drama about stats and this and that. Are you a franchise quarterback? Kyle Shanahan said, give me 50 players that believe in what I believe in. And I can beat anybody, anywhere, anytime. He always gives you these clues. If I can rush the ball 30 times, I could beat Dallas. That's what he's thinking. Now, I know what people think. Come on, Leroy. Why would he be the smartest guy in the room and roll Garoppolo out and he throws an interception against Dallas to put Dallas in it? Hey, listen, there's always outliers. But, again, I think the 49ers sometimes get lost in the Steve Young era or the Montana era when it was so easy. It's hard. Look at the Packers. Mm-hmm. We're about to be on the cusp of three straight NFC championships games and didn't go to the Super Bowl. So it is what it is, how you want to look at it, but at the end of the day, you know, these teams are on a collision course, and we're not surprised we're playing the 49ers.
Leroy Butler here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game, spitting the gospel here on the Morning Roast. Of course, the Super Bowl champ with the Green Bay Packers, four-time first-team All-Pro, was on the 90s All-Decade team. It should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, one of the best safeties I've ever seen. He gets lost in the shuffle with John Lynch and Steve Atwater. But trust me, Niner fans know all about number 36, Leroy Butler. You caused a lot of harm to our childhood, Leroy. And you bring up the collision course between the Niners and the Packers. Going back to that first game, watching it back in week three, it seemed like the game plan for the Packers was to get the ball out fast. Don't let that pass rush get to Aaron Rodgers. And he was getting the ball out in 2 seconds, 2.5 seconds. And they had a lot of success there. They threw it deep a couple times. They got the pass interferences. And they got Devontae Adams rolling. Do you expect a similar game plan this time around against the 49ers, as well as mixing in the run? Because I thought that was an underrated factor in that game, getting Aaron Jones involved in that run game.
See, here's the thing about later in my career, I learned from Fritz Schirmer. He was my defensive coordinator. And I remember we were going to play Mariucci and Steve Young and the guys. And I kind of looked at him at all these tendencies that the, you know, like the analytics people give you in your playbook. And I was asking him about all these plays. He said, he cut me off. He said, wait. I can't give you their damn playbook. Just go stop what they're going to do. I said, he simplified it. So, you know, you're going to have plays. We know each other. I'll simply it for everybody.
Right.
The same offense San Francisco run, the Packers run. The same defense that the 49ers run, the Packers run it, a similar version. It's a mirror. It's almost as if there's two twins playing in the backyard. I know what my brother likes to do. We can watch all the previous games and things of that nature, but the difference was, DeAndre Campbell, 59. He's the guy that was missing in those games because they didn't have good play. Remember last year when they played Tampa Bay, they had Barnes had like a club on his hand. I mean, in the middle linebacker position, he really couldn't do anything. 59, who's all pro, by the way, that's the whole thing. Moving forward, I took Deebo Samuels with my second pick in the fantasy draft. People laughed at me. I said, this guy's production. This guy's production. So he's Devontae Adams. And Fred Warner is Campbell. Those are your four guys. Those four guys must play well for you to win.
Yeah.
And I know people are going to say Bosa plays, and I get that. But 54, 59, 17, and 19 is the key to this game.
Leroy, is the word around town that this is Aaron Rodgers' last game, or – do you guys think that he is coming back?
Great platinum question, but it's split. It's split because, you know, 1 week I don't know if I want to play. That was early in the offseason. The next week, okay, I'm fine, but give me Randall Cobb. The next week, the vaccine stuff, all this is all documented. And then one week, you know, I love my teammates. It's great here, which it is. Fan base is platinum. And then next thing you know, I'm MVP. So, and then at the same time, you got Jordan Love trying to break on the scene. And then if you look at it further, salary cap, oh my goodness. Next year, I don't think they'll have any, I don't even think they can sign anybody unless Aaron Rodgers takes a pay cut. So I don't really know. It's one of these things that you want to enjoy it now, and whatever happens, happens. Because I don't think this entire team will be back together because Devontae hasn't needed a new contract. I mean, right. Campbell, 59, who I just talked about, he's going to need a new contract. I just don't know how they do it. But for some reason, some teams figure it out. But it always starts with the quarterback situation because the same thing is going to happen in Seattle. I just don't know. I'm just hoping that they win a Super Bowl this year. Then whatever happens, it can brace the fan base to say, okay, we won a Super Bowl. If they go on with Jordan Love and trade Aaron Rodgers for a lot of draft capital, we're fine with it. But if we won a Super Bowl and Aaron stays and we extend him, we're happy as well. I think the fan base will be happy either way.
Is he more beloved than Brett Favre?
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. Where's my Bible at? I got to get my Bible. My Bible. Hey, wait a minute. I got to call my pastor on this one. I'm going to say this. I'm a little biased because I play with Brett Favre and I have a ring. Brett Favre, right, so it's a little biased in it. Brett Favre was just like your uncle, your dad, your grandparents sitting on a rocking chair with a remote that one battery's missing and he doesn't care. He said, hey, it's okay. I'll just watch whatever's on the TV. Aaron is like the uncle that come over. Who drunk all the gin? Wait a minute. Y'all don't have plush seats? Why is it plastic on these couches? What is going on here? So the millennials are going to love Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be the GOAT. But Brett Favre, man, I bet you Brett Favre couldn't even tell you how much money he made in his career. He never even cared about it.
Right.
He didn't even know he was a three-time MVP. We had to tell him, hey, man, you're tired with Barry. He's like, oh, I don't care. That's the kind of guy he was.
Wow. I was kind of going to go there, too. Like, how will Rodgers be remembered in Green Bay? Because there still seems to be a lot of four jerseys up there in Green Bay, and I get it, leading them to the Super Bowl for the first time since the Vince Lombardi days. I guess when it's all said and done, whether or not – will it change? Like, if he lost his game Saturday compared to winning the Super Bowl this season, how will Aaron Rodgers be remembered up there in Green Bay? Because that would be two rings to Brett Favre's one ring if he was able to do it this season.
Yeah, but Brett Favre opened the door up a little bit when he went to Minnesota. Aaron never did that. Yeah. He played his whole career up until when if he had to depart next year or the year after. So those people, he lost some people when he did that. Because he went to the Jets and so he wanted to come back and beat the Packers and they actually did it. But Aaron Rodgers has been your guy. It don't matter. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, man, this guy never turns the ball over. I mean, he's a I say, the millennials, like the 20-year-olds, the 30-year-olds, and the 40-year-olds, they love that guy, man. And we love him, too, because we've been relevant ever since he's been there. So I think he cemented his legacy is one of the top three quarterbacks in Packer history, Bart Starr and Brett Favre. But I think when you're talking about loving him, it's more 12 jerseys in this state than I have hair on my head. I'm telling you, it's 12 everywhere. Gas stations, barbershops, bootleg places is always 12 everywhere. They don't even call him Aaron Rodgers. It calls him 12. So he'll be high up on the list.
All right, Leroy Butler here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. Former Packers strong safety, played free. He was everywhere on the football field. All-decade member of the 90s team. Won a Super Bowl with Brett Favre and company. We had your former coach on yesterday, Mike Holmgren.
Oh,
and
so
we know his ties to San Francisco.
I love him.
And when you guys came out here in 95, we'll never forget it. When you guys came to Candlestick Park, you guys were 14-point underdogs, and you put it on our 49ers. You put it on them. And in that basically started a stretch of dominance. Can you speak to how important that game was for Mike Holmgren and what that week was like when you guys headed to Candlestick in 95 for the divisional round game where he beat Steve Young and the 49ers?
it was similar now with Shanahan and LaFleur knowing each other and playing each other, because we were going back to play 49ers, and we knew all the coaching staff, you know, and Holmgren won a ring, San Francisco. And I remember him saying, listen, we're flying out early for the press conference, and I want everybody to wear a sport coat. I look like Steve Harvey every week, okay? I'm G'd, okay, all the time. Reggie White be dressed up. Brett gets on the plane with some Wrangler jeans, a white T-shirt with some spaghetti sauce on it, because we were eating spaghetti on the plane. Didn't even wipe, just let it dry. He had his backpack. Holmgren looks at me, why didn't you make him wear a sport coat? I say, he does. Brett reached in his backpack, shook out the wrinkles, put his sport coat on, and we went to the press conference. That's the way it was. We weren't overwhelmed by the moment. We were looking forward to it. Because at the time, they had way more Hall of Famers and great players. Mm. But to us, we was like the new kids on the scene. Nothing scared us, and we had a great game plan. Everybody bought in, and that's the reason why we won.
You guys were awesome. Three straight years, you guys beat the Niners. Then they finally beat you guys in the T.O. game. I know Jerry dropped and fumbled that ball, and they didn't have
to bring that up, Shasky. We don't need to bring that up.
No, but I love the coaching.
I like where he's going. Leave him alone. Be quiet.
Yeah, he likes where it's going. Yeah. And I'm still mad that T.O. and Garcia came up short. But no, Leroy, the fact that the coaches all knew each other, there was something special about that. Seaford and Holmgren being on the same staff.
Yeah.
I noticed in the last game, LaFleur was barking at Kyle Shanahan from across the field. And there was a lot of stuff about maybe on draft day the 49ers were going to maybe trade for Aaron Rodgers. Is there still a little bitterness between LaFleur and Shanahan?
No. That's wrestling. You know how they wrestle WWE, they get in and you yell at the guy. He throw you down, he pins you in the back. You go back in the back, you high-five each other. They would put on a good show. These guys love each other. They respect each other. They're running the same schemes. They're around the same age. They even argue about who can wear the tightest shirt. I'm more buff than you. That's what they're really saying. They're not saying. No, that would be fake. So to me, though, LaFleur is saying this, though. I got to get to a Super Bowl. McVay's done it, didn't win it, but he went. Okay? Shanahan did it, he went, but he didn't win it. I need to do that. So I need to join these guys. Because the last 3 years, I broke George Seifert's record the first 40 games. I won all these games, but these guys, for some reason, beat me in playoff games. So whoever I play, McVay or Kyle Shanahan, in the next few weeks, this week, I got to beat them. So that's his thinking. So he may be a little intense this week because he understands how big a moment this really is. And I love that about him.
Are you headed out there to Lambeau Field Saturday night? Do you get out there back to the old field where you made a lot of memories at?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. But trust me, God, I will be in that alumni box. But I think it's 72.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Degrees, and you know, it's free food and drinks. We have leaf vodka flowing, and I'm gonna tell you something. Those 80,000 people, they expect a win. And I'm gonna tell you the thing about Lambeau Field. They don't care if it's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 11, or 80. They don't care about spreads. They just want you to win because they've been in that stadium 2007 against the Giants. Mm-hmm. The Giants came in there and beat them. So don't be looking at records when you go into the playoff. There is no records anymore. It's just the best team will win.
How confident are Packer fans this Saturday night? Because the Niners have bullied them up over the years here. And Aaron Rodgers, of course, the wild card game with Colin Kaepernick. You know, the last playoff game at Candlestick Park with Colin Kaepernick ran wild. How confident are Packer fans this Saturday?
Very, very much so. I mean, the way Aaron Rodgers is playing, only got four turnovers. I mean, they got a two running back system. DeAndre Campbell is, you know, all pro. I mean, you may get Jaire Alexander back. You may get, Bakhtiari back. You may get 55 back. I mean, Darius Smith, you're getting all these guys merciless. You get all these guys with fresh legs back, and they just can't wait to play. So on paper, and that's where no one wins, on paper, it looks like the Packers should win the game. But when that ball kicks off, and listen, Robbie Gould has kicked in bad weather before in Chicago. Mm-hmm. The guy's 18 or 18. You just hope special teams don't let the Packers down. That's the one thing that's holding them back. You say, oh, I'm confident. And then special team jumps in your brain. You say, oh, maybe not so much. You know? You just hope special teams don't cost you. But the special team may get better because most of those guys who played in the base, they've gone to special teams now because most of the guys are back. Starters are back. So hopefully that'll make them better.
All right, Leroy, it's always a lot of fun talking with you. The Wendy's Big Show out there, 1250 The Fan in Milwaukee. A lot of fun. Former Packer safety. Should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You were a baller coming out of Florida State. We always appreciate the time talking Niners and Packers with you.
I love you guys. I appreciate the respect. And again, Packers win 27-20.
I love it, Leroy. All right, come on next
you
week.
You got to do that. You got to do that. You
can't pick.
Yeah, you can't. You come can't on. Do that. You can't. You come can't on. Pick against the squad.
I'll be looking for you in that veterans room though, where it's 72 degrees and the spread's looking good and there's free alcohol. I'll keep an eye out for
you,
bud.
Drop my name when you come. You good?
Oh man, we should fly out there, man. Alumni spread. I want some of that. I don't know about the vodka though, man. That might be a little heavy. Might be a little heavy for us.
No. It's nice and smooth, cuz. Come on. Don't you do that.
He's the best. Take it easy, man. Leroy Butler here on the border. Rose just dropping gems with the Steve Harvey suit. You can see it all. You can see it all, man. What a great sport as we break down Niners and Packers. And look, they're worried about special teams too. That's what's so funny about it.
I know.
Every Packer fan said, all our special teams, it makes us nauseated. Oh, it gets us sick. Same thing over here in San Francisco. Special teams, it's like, oh, dear Lord, what's going to happen this week on special teams?
Let me ask you a question. Like, because we're a little older than a lot. He's talking about the millennials and their obsession with Aaron Rodgers. I think as a folklore, Brett Favre is a bigger character. I mean, he was the MVP of the league multiple years in a row. He was the most dominant player for five straight years. Like, he was. He was awesome. Aaron Rodgers is way more gifted, in my opinion. He's more gifted naturally than Brett Favre. But I don't I don't think his legend will be bigger than Brett Favre's, because Brett Favre had that Midwest all shucks kind of thing going. And I know we've forgotten over time the, oh, I'm going to quit. Oh, I want to play. Oh, I'm going to quit. Oh, I want to play. I mean, he held them hostage for multiple years and then bounced and stuff. Aaron Rodgers, I feel like, I don't know. We feel like he's underachieved in his career because he only has the one Super Bowl, don't we?
But it's the same amount of rings as Brett Favre.
No, I know. You know, but that's what I'm saying.
And Brett Favre, Brett Favre actually lost the Super Bowl.
I know.
They lost the Super Bowl when they were supposed to go back to back. You know, and Brett Favre, it's funny. I remember when the Packers played the Raiders one year for a season opener. They came back and won, and Brett Favre's crying at the podium. He's all throwing the – he was an actor, man. I couldn't stand Brett Favre. The painkillers, the other stuff off the field that we don't have to get into. But he was a guy who kind of came out of nowhere, right? Southern Mississippi, yeah. Second round pick,
Atlanta Falcons.
And people forget this name. The millennials will not know this name. Don Majkowski, the Magic Man. Only reason why I know about Don Majkowski, the Magic Man, was because the Packers, when Joe Montana was playing quarterback for the Niners, came to Candlestick Park and won. I think it was like 21-17, 24-17. And it was like Don Majkowski was bringing the Packers back to life. He was bringing them back to relevancy. And he got hurt. He got hurt. He was done. And Brett Favre comes in out of nowhere, takes that job, and takes him to new heights. So the folklore of Brett Favre, look, he really brought the Packers. Like, the Packers in the 90s was all Brett Favre. It was all Brett. Reggie White came to Green Bay basically because Mike Holmgren and Brett Favre. So Aaron Rodgers is a weird one, but you mentioned the turnovers. Brett Favre had season-ending interceptions against the Eagles in a wild card game. New York Giants in overtime on the out route.
Yeah, I mean, like, they had him. The end of his career, the Minnesota Vikings against the New Orleans Saints when he threw across the field.
He threw so many season-ending picks where you look at the stats and the comparison, Rodgers is taking care of the football. It had some monster years. Now the game is a lot different, right? The game is wide open now compared to when Brett Favre played, but it feels like Rodgers doesn't get the respect he deserves up there, because I've been hearing that all week. Oh, Aaron Rodgers, man, one Super Bowl, he underachieved. Go ask Dan Marino how it would feel to have one Super Bowl. Go ask Jim Kelly and the Buffalo Bills how it would feel to win one Super Bowl.
But
this guy got one, and he's had the Packers in contention year after year after year after year in the salary cap era. I think it's maybe more impressive when it's so tough to keep your roster together.
See, I look at it as the contemporaries. Like, if you look at John Elway, he was kind of from, like, a different era. His contemporaries are Montana, and so that he gets judged that way. For whatever reason, we don't look at John Elway on the same platform as Joe Montana, even though he went to 5 Super Bowls, lost 3, won the 2 late in his career, right? Brett Favre, his contemporaries are who? Steve Young, Troy Aikman, right? Like, Aikman had his 3 rings, but we don't view Troy Aikman the way we talk about Brett Favre, right? It's weird, and like Steve Young only had the 1 as a starter Super Bowl ring. So I think it's the contemporaries, and then you contrast that with who Aaron Rodgers' contemporaries are. Mm-hmm. Big Ben Roethlisberger, multiple Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady, all the Super Bowls, right? Peyton Manning, 2 Super Bowls. But Peyton got the last one, and, you know, he didn't even start for 5 or 6 of those games that year. He was so bad. So, I don't know. I think the contemporary thing matters. The fact that Tom Brady keeps winning all these Super Bowls and then beat Aaron Rodgers in Aaron Rodgers Stadium last year, I think that one meant a lot to Aaron to get through Brady, and he didn't.
And that's one of those things, so where Brady threw 3 picks in the second half.
I know. He was not better.
I mean, he was not better than him. Rodgers played a spectacular game without his starting tackles. But you look at Brett Favre, we forget that Brett Favre played until 2010.
What was he, 42?
He played until 2010.
41?
He was 41 years old.
Yeah.
41 years old. This guy was starting 16 games a year. So he played. You talk about Brady and Big Ben and Peyton. Well, Brett Favre was also a contemporary when you think about it. He played the entire decade up until 2010. So Brett Favre was part of that. Brady, Big Ben, Matt Hasselbeck, Peyton Manning. Who else do you got out there? That's basically it. Rich Gannon with
when
the Raiders.
When you say Hasselbeck, for some reason I want to say DeLome, like, immediately, even though
Jake DeHolm was part of it. You know what I'm saying?
Short-lived.
Dude, Jake DeHolm was
part
of it.
Brett Favre crossed over multiple different generations. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
But I just look at Aaron Rodgers, and I think with all the talent and the fact that every year they seem to get the bye, right? Now it's only one team that gets a bye. But for years it felt like they always got the bye. They got that home game, and yet they can't you know, get into the Super Bowl. The game where Russell Wilson threw, what, 3-4 interceptions? They couldn't beat them in the NFC Championship game. There's a lot of games that, like, people had their finest moment on opposite sides of Aaron Rodgers being on the field.
Yeah, and you know what? This is why football is the ultimate team game.
It is.
Because you look at those situations, an onside kick. You fail to cover on a two-point conversion. How's that on Aaron? How's that on Aaron? You know what I'm saying? You're playing against one of the best defenses in the last 15 years. You're up 19-7. You're rolling. You're about to go to the Super Bowl playing the New England Patriots. And on special teams, let you down, yet Aaron gets to blame for that. You talk about Brett Favre, though. They had a lot of games where they lost divisional round playoffs. A lot of conference championships. A lot of wild card games. A lot of divisional round games under Mike Sherman, the coach, and, of course, Brett Favre. So Brett Favre had a lot of playoff failures, and yet we forget about it because we just think Brett Favre's cooler.
He's the good old boy. Man, no, regular commercials. He's the good old boy.
You know, yeah, exactly. He was the guy who, you know, would have a beer with his teammates, where Aaron Rodgers kind of does his own thing. Yet you look at the playoff failures, and Brett Favre has just as many of them. So that's why I don't subscribe to the whole, man, Aaron Rodgers is underachieved. Maybe the front office, maybe the head coach has underachieved around Aaron Rodgers. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
maybe
the defense. They've got a lot of weapons. Like, if we just peel it back and we look at, like, he's had a lot of weapons over the years. Like, Devontae Adams, I said this going into this year. Everyone was talking about, wow, Brett, you know, they've done nothing to help him. They have a top three wide receiver. They have a top five running back. You know, they've had really solid defenses at least the last couple of years. And they didn't have it for McCarthy's tenure at the end there. But, like, they've got a lot of pieces. And they've always had solid offensive lines for them. You know, and I think Aaron factors into that.
Yeah, but you got to win with defense, though. You got to win defense, though. What about the defense? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, this year alone, that Yair Alexander is a top five corner in the NFL.
Yeah, but they're
the two Smiths are balling.
But they're two teams.
They had a defensive player of the year in
Charles Woodson. Za'Darius Smith's been out basically since week one. Defense hasn't been a top 10 defense all those years. Their defense has been a weak leak. We saw that with Colin Kaepernick when he ran right through the Green Bay Packers. What was it? They were firing defensive coordinator after defensive coordinator because they couldn't stop Colin Kaepernick in his own read. So, like, we could blame Rodgers and say Rodgers has come up short. He's had him in contention. When you're in the Final Four, you're playing the best of the best. You know what I'm saying? You're playing the best of the best. And you look at those numbers of Aaron Rodgers. Like last year against the Tampa Bay Bucks, man, he was phenomenal in that second half. Aaron Rodgers didn't fumble. Aaron Jones did. You know what I'm saying?
When fourth down came, push came to shove, fourth down, I think, and this is where I stand on Aaron Rodgers, fourth down, your season's on the line, your legacy's on the line. And you're not going to argue with the coach who's younger than you and who's brand new at the position, essentially, to go for it. And you know you're not going to get the ball back. Like, that, to me, I wanted to see him fight for him to stay on the field and go for it.
Do we know that, Dolchowski?
I mean, you saw the cameras were following him as he's walking off the field. He just took the chin strap off.
If Rodgers does that, then all of a sudden the Dolchowskis of the world said, oh, look at this jerk yelling at his head coach for making the decision. All of a sudden he's getting ridiculed by the media for yelling at his head coach. You know there's going to be a segment.
There would be a segment. Devontae, you're one of the all-time legends. No one cares about LaFleur right now. I mean, maybe LaFleur has a 30-year career. What do you mean
no win situation?
You're playing Tom Brady at home for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Your legacy's on the line. You're one of the top – the most skilled quarterbacks of all time, and you're going to give the ball back to Tom Brady knowing that your defense isn't going to stop them? I don't know.
But here's the thing, though. They stopped them most of the second half. They picked off Tom Brady three times in the second half. So their defense was stopping Tom Brady and the Buccaneers.
But they needed one first down. So, I mean, we can argue till we're blue in the face on it. That's how I felt in real time. That's how I will always feel. I was pissed that Aaron didn't want to take that into his, you know, by the bull by the horns there.
I don't know. I don't. When you got Mike McCarthy, who we just said is a lame duck coach, we're all talking about it with the Dallas Cowboys, how he shouldn't be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Yet Aaron Rodgers had him as a head coach for the prime of his career. And yet we still blame it Rodgers? Like, I mean, I would take one Super Bowl right now. Niners haven't won a Super Bowl since 1994. I'm begging for a Super Bowl. Begging for one. The fact that we're saying, oh, man, Aaron Rodgers. And that's where, when it comes to appreciating greatness, it just sounds like people don't appreciate what Rodgers has done since he's come into the league. The guy's been a baller, a bona fide baller. Year in, year out, top three, top four quarterback. And that's what we're going to have to deal with Saturday. Saturday, when he's throwing to Devontae Adams, he's throwing the ball quick. How do you stymie Aaron Rodgers again? You don't think this game means something for Aaron Rodgers? This is huge. This may be it for him. So I'm expecting his best. I'm expecting the Packers' best. They got their guys coming back. But I'm also expecting Jimmy Garoppolo to show up again. And that's why I think, Shasky, the offense this week, they got to be firing on all cylinders every single quarter. They have a fourth quarter like they did last Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. They'll get beat. They may get blown out. This is a team you got to be buttoned up against, man. They don't commit penalties. They don't turn the ball over. I'm not saying I'm worried about the Green Bay Packers, but if the Niners don't lock in for four quarters this Saturday, it's going to be night-night, season over.
Well, I read to you, I believe on Tuesday morning, some of the numbers for Jimmy Garoppolo in the fourth quarter. That worries me because this specific matchup, this is going to be one of those games where I just have a feeling they're going to try to take away the run. They're going to sell out the run come hell or high water. And, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the Niners can still execute that way. I feel like they're going to have to get more from Jimmy Garoppolo specifically in the fourth quarter if they're going to pull off this on the road in Lambeau Field in the snow against a team that doesn't turn it over. The margin of error is going to be so thin. They're going to need their quarterback to make a couple of plays. I'm not saying he has to carry them and throw 50 times a game. They just need a little something-something from him in the fourth quarter. And we kind of yet to see that from Jimmy Garoppolo in the playoffs. If there's one, you know, knock, even the biggest Jimmy Garoppolo supporter, they would say, well, you know, in the four playoff games, you know, in the fourth quarter, he hasn't been asked to do a whole lot. So I'm thinking that this is the week where he might get asked to do a couple of things. And I think he can do it. I do. I believe that he can deliver. I think some of the context of the other games, you know, the ball was taken out of his hands because they had a lead. The Super Bowl, you know, he hits a couple of passes. It's a total different story. Last week, it was a bad pass. There's no other way around it. But they were sinking the ball down their throat at the end, and they had an opportunity to basically win that game without Dallas touching it again, and they couldn't close the deal with the quarterback sneak. I think you're going to need a fourth quarter play or two from Jimmy Garoppolo with his arm, and that's the thing I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to need a play with his arm. You're going to need a running game to be stronger. In that first game, that's why I almost want to say throw it out the window, but there's a lot you can learn from it. There was no Elijah Mitchell in that football game. You had Trey Sermon, who really didn't know how to run the football in his system, and it showed in that Week 3 game. The secondary was in shambles. You know, they commit all the pass interferences, three pass interferences for 81 yards. They get out to a 17-0 lead. They really control the game in the first half, and they were up 17-0. It should have been 24-0. Remember, the Niners had the goal line stand at the two-yard line where the Packers were threatening to score. So the Packers really dominated that game for the first two quarters. Niners rally, of course, and they lose with the clock management. So, look, all I'm saying is, yeah, Jimmy's going to have to be buttoned up in the fourth quarter. They're going to have to play all four quarters. And really, doesn't that concern you? Because the Niners have played all four quarters one time this season. One time.
Yeah, I mean, Bonte, I don't think we've seen a complete game from the 49ers at all phases where they're hitting in the fourth quarter. I doubt you're going to get that this weekend. I mean, Green Bay's a really, really, really good team. They're going to gash them in the pass game, I think, at times. So I don't think you're going to get four unbelievable quarters from the Niners. They just need to stay in this game. It needs to be a one-score game the whole way through. They can't fall down, you're only going to be throwing the ball. They got to stay balanced. That's the key for me, the B word, balance. And I think early on in this drive, that's the thing Shanahan's been – the first couple of games when they with Trey Lance, obviously, and the game after that against the Rams, it felt like they sleptwalked through the first half. That game against the Dallas Cowboys, that first drive to me was a tone-setting drive.
Yeah.
Defense gets a quick three and out. You get the ball back. I need the same kind of start this week.
Yeah, no, they need a fast start. They need to keep going. They need to keep going in this game. And something that I think the Niners need to do is make the Packers one-dimensional. Aaron Jones ran for over 80 yards in that first game. They got timely first downs on a run. They were in a lot of third and shorts, a lot of second and shorts. You have to make the Packers one-dimensional like they made the Cowboys last week. Cowboys running game was non-existent. And all of a sudden, Dak Prescott's running around. And he's throwing the football around. Make the Packers one-dimensional, even if that means Aaron Rodgers is going to have the ball in his hands. I like that pass rush to get to Aaron Rodgers this week up in Lambeau Field. So get their running game is very, very underrated with Aaron Jones and Dylan back there. Dylan's a big boy out of Boston College. Yeah. Big, big boy who's going to run that cold weather, shut down the run, and make them one-dimensional. Real quick, let's go to Adam in San Francisco before we get to Marty Morning Week here on the other side. Adam, what's happening? You're on the roast here on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Vontae, I appreciate you guys having me back on. I actually called in right before that Bob Myers interview a couple days ago, so I appreciate you having me back. I just had a couple tidbits as to how we're going to win this game. Obviously, the running game is huge. We couldn't run the ball in that Week 3 game. Having Elijah Mitchell, it's going to be different. Debo is a much different player than he was in Week 3 and how we're using him, so that's going to be key. And then, obviously, just getting pressure to Rodgers. I'm not sure if Armstead was playing defensive tackle in Week 3. I don't remember, but
he wasn't. Yeah, he no, that's a good point.
Getting a Metahu guarding.
Yep. Go ahead, Adam. Oh, we lost Adam there. No, he makes a great point. Armstead's moved inside. He's been a lot more productive. Omidahu's now here. This defensive line is humming right now. Humming. So I'm looking for them to make a big impact this week against the Green Bay Packers. Hey, Robin, stay on the hold. We get to you after Marty Morningwig coming up. Marty Morningwig, former offensive coordinator in the NFL, former coach. Of course, he's going to join us to break down Packers and Niners. And he knows all about this rivalry. Host of the Camp Marty podcast. He'll join us to break down Packers and Niners right here on the Morning Roast. Don't forget about tomorrow as well. Tomorrow, Shaska, we're going to give away two pair of Warrior tickets between 7:30 a.m. and 8 a.m. One pair will be for Sunday's game, and the other will be for Tuesday's game. Be sure to listen tomorrow morning for your chance to watch your Dubs in person. And if you're going tonight as the Warriors take on the Indiana Pacers, if you're a Chase card holder, Chase card member, they're going to get 50% off of food and merchandise tonight. So that's pretty cool what the Warriors are doing. Have your Chase card. You're going to get 50% off tonight as the Warriors take on the Indiana Pacers at Chase Center. On the other side, Marty Morningwig coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank, Full Service Banking. No compromises.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.